A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 13th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Debt Assumption Bill.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
There were many hundreds of millions of dollars spent for purchasing grain, fuel, agricultural inputs, even coffee-making machines, generators, and motor vehicles. These were handed out like confetti by Gideon Gordon. And the party felt that these individuals who benefited from these goods should be required to pay for them.
Parliament is supreme. We're not going to the waste, including the business. From tomorrow onwards, we're going to be seeing a constitutional vote.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Reserve Bank Debt Assumption Bill.
The bill will see the government assuming the estimated $1.35 billion in terms of the debt if it is adopted by Senate as highly expected. The debt resulted from the quasi-fiscal operations of the central bank under the stewardship of former central bank chief Gideon Gono.
The battle, though, is far from being over, as the opposition movement for democratic change is threatening to take the fight to the country's highest court, the Constitutional Court. Of course, the MDC says the bill was passed in an unprocedural manner. But the ruling ZANU-PF says the MDC is merely delaying the inevitable, or as they say, this is merely rearranging chairs on the deck of the Titanic. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nezve dano rakatorwa nehurumende rekuti iro chikwereti chine banga guru renyika reRBZ chinge chichitorwa nehurumende chikwereti chi mari zhinji yacho yakatorwa mazuva apo vaGideon Gono vainge variwo governor weReserve Bank of Zimbabwe dzimwe mari dzakatenga matrakita fotereza nezvimwe zvakadaro-daro ainzi quasi-fiscal activities vaGono vanoti vaizviitira izvi nekuti nyika yanga iri pasi pezvirango nekudaro vaifanira kuti vaonewo zvekuita kuti nyika ipukunyuke asi vamwe vari kuti aiwa master evanhu vakatora mari idzodzi kana kupiwa matrakita aya nezvimwe anofanira kuzivikanwa nemunhu wese kuti ndaanani kuitira mangwana vachiti hazvibatsire kuti chikwereti chatorwa nenyika nekuti zvazvinenge zvakureva ndezvekuti mari inobva pamitero yevanhu nekudaro vanhu vari kuti ivo nevana vavo ndo vanenge vaane dambudziko kana mutoro wekubhadhara icho chikwereti cheRBZ asi ivo pasina chavadya kuya kunonzi kuzodzwa mafuta enguruve yausina kudya Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke njengoba nje uBlessing wayebeka indaba yethu lamhlanje eRBZ debt assumption bill. Siyakwazi ukuthi ibill leyi ipasile khona ngale eParliamente izolo isikhangelelwe ukuthi ke izahanjiswa kudale leSenate. Yeah, konapha ke okukhulunywa ngebill leyi ukuthi kumele ukuthi izikwelete zonke ezenziwa iRBZ zithathwe ke nguhulumende weZimbabwe. Xa sikhuluma ngohulumende weZimbabwe lapha Blessing sikhuluma ngoZulu. Sikhuluma ngokuthi ke bantu sokumele lisebenzise, khiphe izimali ezikwameni, libhadale izikwelete zamatrekita, libhadale izikwelete zama company harvesters libhadale izikwelede zonke ezenziwa ngesikhathi uGideon Gono umnumzana yena owayezibambile kunangale ARPZ esesesikhundleni. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lidini ngalokhu, njengoba bakhona abanye bakhuluma besithi labo abalezikwelede bayaziwa kodwa ke indaba bengathathelwa ama-trader, indaba bengathathelwa ama-company harvesters lokunye okutshiyeneyo. Ngisakhumbula ke ngikobulawayo Blessing ngangabona omunye e-child trader etareni kodwa khona ngale lapha ayikhona kwakungela amasimu, so lokuthi wayeyithathelani asikwazi ukuthi wayeyithathelani. So omunye siye ama-grocer khona ngale emavinkilini kambe child trader nje ezikholisela. So sifuna ukuza Zulu kambe lithini ngalokho.
And I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, that is the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Coalition on Debt and Development, that is ZIMCOD, Mr. Joy Mabenge. Mr. Mabenge, good evening. Mr. Mabenge? Mr. Mabenge?
Yes.
Good evening.
Hello?
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. You can start the ball rolling.
Mr. Mabenge, what's your opinion about this debt assumption appeal? Mr. Mabenge, can you hear me? I think we've got a very difficult line there. Right?
Yes, I think we'll try to call him. But we also have... Mr. Chris Mugaga of Econometer Global Capital, a think tank based in Zimbabwe, of course. Mr. Mugaga, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Of course, tonight we are talking about the debt assumption bill. If you can tell us about your thoughts, it's proving to be very divisive and very controversial. People are agreeing to disagree on the assumption of the RBZ debt by the government. What is your take on this?
I think it's a very emotive subject. It's quite very difficult maybe to come to a conclusion on the bill. I'm aware that it had gone through Parliament with DNP's holding a majority in terms of voting. I think it's a bill you can't necessarily look at from a political angle and say because maybe DNP's is holding a majority or it should be seen by which of them holding a majority. But I'm quite very convinced that it's a bill which has to be allowed to pass through. The government has to adopt the debt of 1.3.5 billion. Knowing very well that we have a new governor here who is quite a very opposite of what was the case with Dr. Mangujia. Dr. Mangujia had been quite a very sober banker, if you could compare with Mr. Gono, who left office at the height of confusion. I think he had seen Zimbabwe losing its currency after the home printing press was always on the 24/7 kind of activity. So, generally speaking, I want to believe that in terms of policy stance for Zimbabwe going forward, it's very important for the government to buy into that toxic asset on the balance sheet of the central bank. If it was going to be very unfair, but you have Dr. Mangujia coming into office with a debt which had been accumulated and at the same time incurred by his predecessor, who is nowhere to be seen in terms of serving the nation in any capacity.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mugaga. Please do stay on the line. And I think we are being joined by our second guest. That is Mr. Masimba Kuchera, an economic commentator from the Center for Disability and Development. Mr. Kuchera, good evening.
Good evening. And how are you, listeners?
We are doing great, and I hope all our listeners are doing fine. Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Kuchera, I think we actually briefed you before the, you know, live talk discussion on this RBZ debt assumption bill. What do you think about it?
Yeah, look, I think there are two issues to the assumption bill. Now, the economist is saying that for the purposes of moving ahead, the bill was supposed to be assumed by government. But there's also toxicity in the way the bill was assumed, one, and also what is the debt stock of that bill in terms of who accumulated what debt on behalf of the RBZ for us to $1.35 trillion. So we have a situation here where from an economic and moral standpoint, the government was supposed to take over that debt because it was authorizing Dr. Kobe to do what he was doing in the way that he was doing. But also then we need to look at the second step, which is to say who contracted this debt, who was given what by the Reserve Bank, and those who are able to pay, I think that the bill should also stipulate that they should be called to account and pay, because I can't assume that Minister Blessing Zulu wants me to pay for the combined harvest that he received, of mm-hmm. which he didn't even sell maize to the GMP.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Very interesting, right?
Yes, Honorable Zulu will not comment.
Assuming that you'll be a minister one day, right?
Oh, yes. Let's go. I think we now have Mr. Mabenge from the from ZIMCOD. Mr. Mabenge?
Yes, Mr. Zulu.
Yes, we are talking, of course, about the RBZ Debt Assumption Bill. Your take?
Thank you very much for the opportunity. It's good to have a colleague, Mr. Masim.
Mr. Mabenge?
I think we have got challenges on that line.
Yeah, we have a problem. We'll try to call him back. Asi regai ti zokere kuna vamugaga vamugaga muri kuti hongu panogona kunge pakakanganiswa asi zvinhu zvinofanira kuti zvinge zvichifambira mberi munyika nekudaro zvakakosha kuti hurumende inge ichitora chikwereti chasi vakuchera manzwa zvavataura vari kutiwo ko vanokwanisa kubhadhara vadi kubhadhara
munoziva baba mukatarisa nyaya iyo nenzira iyo muchaona kuti tinogona kurasika zvachose chanesa ndechokuti munoziva nyaya idzi dziri kupinda mapoliticians zvakanyanya ende ukaona mapoliticians atanga kupinda munyaya dzakadaiwo hadzibudi zvakanaka tose tinorwadziwa tikatarisa nguva yavagono kuti maranirwo aiitwa nyika upfumi hwenyika hwakanga huchidiwa kwanga pane nyaya dzakawanda dzokuti vagono vaba chakati vaita chakati ende zvinhu zvokuti taikwanisa nyaya idzo dzaikufanira kuti vamire pamberi vematare vachidavira mhosva dzakadaiwoso asi ukatarisa nguva yanhasi uchaona kuti tina vamangudya vari muofisi panguva inoi saka kuti tirambe tichidzokera ture tipa mangudya anga vasangane nebhuku rereserve bank rine tsvina yakanga yaiswa neavo vakanga varipo ivo vasati vapinda ndiona zviri zvinhu zvisina kunaka nokuti mukada kuongorora muchitire gavire mberi kwamatare kana zvinga tange taziva kuti vakabhenefita ndivanani muchazoona kuti umbavha nyaya yecorruption iri munyaya yezimbabwe zvokuti haisi kutanga nekugumira kureserve bank mukada kutoenda chaiko extena deti chikwereti chatinacho nenyika dzose dzepasi rino chinosvika 10 billion uchaona kuti zvimwe zvinhu zviri kutaurwa pa10 billion zvinhu zvokuti vana vezimbabwe vari kutsikirirwa pachavo kuti vabhadhare mari yavasingazviiti yakakonzereswa nani saka nyaya inogona kuramba ichingotenderera kusvika pakusatowana kana yatingatisitsananguro saka ndoniso kuti chinhu chakakosha kuti tipedze nguva yakawanda tichingotenderera tiri pamunjange tichitaura nyaya isina basa mamangudya anga vatange basa reserve bank ine bhuku rakachena nezvinjiroda kukurudzira kuti isusu titi mabhanga edu asimba kutiti upfumi hwedu hwasimba kuti zviti upfumi hwenyika chaihwo chaihwo huchakura nemapesendeji atiri kutaura emore than 2% tinokwanisika chete kana bhanga hombe renyika richikwanisa kutanga kuita basa raro pasina zvikweredi zvakamira izvi kana paine nyaya hombe atingi sipeshani ava vanotaura zvematongero enyika ngavataure kuti vagono ngavoye vamire mberi kwematare simamiri vakaita mberi kwepatifolio yatinoti parliamentary portfolio committee pachinambo chokuti rambe tichingotenderera tichiti ndiani akaona chikwereti uchazoona kuti nyaya yezvikwereti nyango chako chako mbisi payakapinda panyanga muna 2009 vachiunganidza hurumende pamwe nezamupero vakawana mari vamwe vakava vakadzimba dzimwe zvemunhu dziva dzavachiri kutogara saka vana vezimbabwe vanokwanisa kungochema kuvachikuzvati kwewe mbisi yakapinda panyanga nokuti nhasi uchaona kuti vanhu vembc vakapinda mwacha kana dzimba muno muharare asi vava nedzimba 4 years nete dzavakanga vari muhurumende inyaya dzose dzinokwanisa kutaura idzodzo saka hazvikwanisiki kuti mungotarisa imei muchiti nemhaka yekuti nyaya vagoni iri pakati saka ngaigumire ikoko aiwa nyika isumuke zvakadaro
tinotenda vamugaga Gibbs
I think we've got Mr. Mabenge once more this time Mr. Mabenge are you on the line It seems as if we have serious challenges with the kind of conducting Mr. Mabenge. Sibuye kuye baba kuchera. Nxa sukangele. Abantu kanti laba batata ama tractor ama combine harvest abaziwa yini? Indaba ngathi ukuthi bebhadale phela.
Uyabona Dube kumele silungise into ekhulisa ngobaba umgaga la. Indaba le iqhakathekile sibili ukuthi abantu babekwazi sibili ukuthi sasikhuluma nge-square leso ese-Arab business. Kulendawo ezimbili ezikhona. Ngabe ukuthi uhulumende uzathatha isikole bese njengoba usekwenzile. So kumele sibe nendlela eyokuthi abathethe abathethe ama-combine harvesters babe nendlela eyokuthi babhadale. Kanti so kunendaba ezimbili lapha kumele zingahlanganiswa. Ukuthi isikole se-Reserve Bank sibuye uhulumende. Kungaba yinto enhle sibili ukuthi i-RP consort isebenze ngendlela okumele isebenze ngayo. Kodwa ukuthi uhulumende uza bhadala njani isikweletu lesi ese-1.35 billion. Yikho esikutshoyo kathesi ukuthi nxa singahlanganisisa umthetho awucacanga ukuthi bazabhadala njani. Kungenzakala ukuthi bazengeze ukuthi la mavenda bamele babhadale isikweletu lesi bona bengatholanga lutho. So kumele sichasise sibili ebakubantwini ukuthi i-bill lay isikweletu le ese-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe kumele kube ne-audit ekhona ukuthi sibuye njani lapha ukuthi sibe nesikweletu esikhulu kangani. Ilizwe libhenefite kangakanani. Nxa kuyukuthi ilizwe lithathanga lutho kumbe alizuzanga lutho, umuntu bakhazikazi uzanga lutho, ubhadalelani isikweletu, usathelani u-Reserve Bank. Kumele phela sibekwazi ukuthi nxa ukuthi i-Reserve Bank isisinika thina uhulumende, kumele sinika la mafaya ukuthi uzibani ule thalakida samnika ithalakida, uzibani samnika i-compensation, uzibani samnika i-plant-TV. Uze sibalandele phela, sibalande thina ama-depositors, sithole imali, sizuze imali yethu.
Yes, I was a good game, Nomzana Kushera. So what he's saying is, beneficiaries should actually pay, They are the ones who took tractors and other things. So they should, pay their obligations. So at the end of the day, he says, it may not be too bad for the government to actually assume the debt if it wants the RBZ to work properly. But then the problem is, poor people now are actually suffering for those people that benefited from the quasi-fiscal activities.
That's not a political issue. Let's make it clear that it's not a political issue. It's incorrect for some to go and borrow in my name without me knowing. It's not good. And I think that even the economists must be clear. When they do the audit, they want to know where, how much went and how it was used. So there's nothing political about it. If we have to do it for every piece of debt that we have right now in terms of the debt obligation, let's do it. I think Mabeng, the Coalition on Debt and Development, has been calling for a debt audit, not only for the RBZ, but for all the debts that we have accumulated. And see, it's relevant for this country to pay, because this country is not, and the people should not be made to pay for misdemeanors of others who are still in power, who still have the capacity to be able to say, we won't pay toll gates, we won't do this, we will exempt ourselves. But the people should then be paid. That's not a political issue. It's a real bread and butter issue for people who can't raise the money.
Yes, I was a colleague of Bambi Conapo game, Mzana Uchera. Yes, Dom Nuzana will at Moy, Ekumwen, Slovella. Eva Moy, what's your name, Jenny?
That's what was sitting at the Conapo.
No spill a cool game. What did you want about Lord?
What about Lord? Auntie, Mude, thank you, Reserve, the good Kulman, the same for the good
quality. You go Chaikon.
Yilela manshoni kakhulu izolo ukulalela udaka eParliament kusenziwa amatope endlini yabantu the August House, the Honorable House, ukuthi ama MPs obabuchina masa nabanye abanjalo abayibo abakweleda lezi zinto ku-RBZ at the same time sebeyibo futhi asebevotele ukuthi hayi sikweledele sane sasikweledayo, hayi thina kasisasibhadali abantu-ke abadubekayo ama-taxpayers abakhiphe imithelo yabo thina abantu abayanga esihawulayo ngapha emaruzeva ngezisebenzi zikahulumente ezingatholile ukuthi kuthiwe yibo asebebhadala kuyayangisa ukuthi igovernment ezama ukuthi ithabise abantu bayo kanti uyananzelela babaduba ukuthi kusukela nje lokhu esadlula ku-elections igovernment yezanu-p f kasi asilwi layo ngokuthi siyayizonda kuphela kodwa sizonda ama-populist decisions abawathathayo. Most of the people who were given those izikweleti lezi yana sakubona lesi lobela kwakho bephiwa amakhuba bephiwa izipray bephiwa amaketane kodwa ama-big fish ezinkulu phezulu zazithatha ama-combine harvester lama-trekita lezimoto ama-clinicape kuthiwa ngezamafamu njani njani bonabo bantu badinga ukuthi bathathiswe i-government ezanu-p f. Manje ilizwe lingathiwa ngokutharisana yini madoda? Ezinye izinto zifuna zibe very tough xa futhi i-economy leyi yeze revamp. Ngamanye amazwi zama ukuthi mina umithise umntana omuntu uthi nxa sumithisile usisiba nguwe futhi usodombo phansi ube ngusodombo usisiba nguwe futhi ogweba uthi njengobana ngummithisile hhayi ngizabhadala i-$10 yikho kwenziwa ngama-m ps awo zanu-p f izo lepalamende kuyayangisa siyabonga othamisa labalunge -m b c ukuveza ububoli obenzakele ephalamente ngithi kibo lakumuli ezimbabwe it is better to lose on principle than winning online.
Hayi siyakuza kakhulu emoyo sibongile baba
siyabonga lathi duwe.
Yeah, so moyo is saying that is very worried that some of the beneficiaries actually voted in favor of the bill. So he says that cannot happen. You cannot be a referee, a defender, a goalkeeper, and a spectator at the same time. So that's impossible.
Let's turn to Mr. Mugaga. Mr. Mugaga, some are talking about a conflict of interest here. Is there any democracy if two leopards and one goat are to vote for who is voting?
It's quite a very difficult question in the sense that I'm hearing the speaker who just spoke was talking about the issue of conflict of interest, where he's saying some of the ministers or parliamentarians who are voting to seal the bill in the parliament are actually beneficiaries. It's true, we are having a case where someone is both a wicketkeeper and an umpire at the same time. But I want to believe that, like I said, the issue should not be dragged unnecessarily. You know, the fundamentals at hand here, I think people don't understand sometimes how markets operate. When we are talking of the operation of the need to bring back currency, for example, if the bond coins, which had been accepted in the Zimbabwe market, the reason possibly why they are accepted is a certain level of confidence which is building within the economy. The reason why we had also other kind of bond coins being accepted is all but just a barometer of how confidence had been somehow building up. So to sit down and try to talk to someone to say the problem we're having is we can't allow the bill to pass through simply because these are the beneficiaries. You can even go to the 81 state-owned enterprises in Zimbabwe and ask yourself to say, if you have 81 state-owned enterprises in Zimbabwe, which are making losses every year, the implication is taxpayers' money is being used to support some of the chefs who are at the helm of these parasitas. So the question is broader than the Reserve Bank. I think those people who come here arguing to say the Reserve Bank this, the Reserve Bank that, they are not aware of the global picture of the problems possibly facing Zimbabwe. We should not personalize matters. We had cases, and it's quite very well documented, that what Gono was doing during his time at the Reserve Bank is quite very unfortunate. It was disaster, and at the same time, it's a wasting economic management philosophy which had ever been introduced possibly since Zimbabwe became Zimbabwe. But you can't really blame anyone except Gono himself and his entourage who at the helm of number 8 Samara Mashaw. Dr. Mangujia cannot also be someone who has to pay the cost unless if you are saying we're supposed to close the Reserve Bank and two and unless the debt is paid. There is no central bank governor who will come to office and act as a central bank governor. When you know very well that you are technically insolvent, the Reserve Bank, you know, is undercapitalized. It means not less than $100 million right now to be capitalized. And for someone to continue talking about the $1.3 billion to say we can't move forward until that element is solved, I think everyone knows for sure that our court system in Zimbabwe has not been quite effective enough to bring to book, especially those people who are implicated in corruption tendencies. So for us to try to put a cut or to think of just turning around that to say these people will be brought to court, I think we are wasting our time. Let's be honest. What is more important today is to try to build a foundation to the crisis where Zimbabwe is at the moment. You know very well that the economy is not growing. It's getting to become a nation of shopkeepers. Everyone is opening a necessary store. The unwanted economy is developing and growing at a faster rate. These are the matters which people should be worried about. For people to think that this economy is not necessarily growing simply because of that debt, I think it's quite an unfortunate and a very mischievous way of looking at things. But what is more important possibly is let that debt be sold to the government. And the government has to grow the economy. Because if the government is to build relations with the burden of institutions, if it is to grow the supply side of the economy, that debt is surmountable. It can be paid. Those are the issues. But if it means we have, of course, that debt to balloon, we have to be brought to court, I think we have to support it to say the court system in Zimbabwe, especially the prosecution side, has to be somehow quite strengthened and very independent enough that it can face the culprits who are involved in the printing of money, who are involved in the dishing of some of these materials. But to say that the issue has to be solved, I think that's very dangerous. We can't afford that at this time.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe debt assumption bill. Yesterday, the bill passed through the House of Assembly, and it's now before Senate. And from Senate, it will go to Mr. Mugabe's office, that is the president's office, so that it can be signed into law. What it means is that if it is indeed signed into law, the government will take over the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe debt of $1.35 billion. And of course, there is people are really giving us different views about this issue. It has actually divided the nation. So we want to talk to you, our listeners. What is the way forward? What is your take on this debt assumption bill? Regaitende kunemterere wedu mkoma Dennis. Makadi mkoma Dennis.
And inani makadi ne majinda kusetu.
Aiwa tirinani su mkoma Dennis. Nyairi mdariro mainzwa hii. Yechikwere tichi. Poitu kwa sei.
Nyaya inyaya kanaka zvikuru. Munonzi vanochiti inyaya yakanaka zvikuru. Haidambudziko zvikuru.
Nyaya
yedata assumption bill. Chekutanga, ndine urombo nemashoko ava madhuku pamusoro kuti MDC isimudze nyaya iyi nematare iConstitutional Court. It's very discouraging. Zve manzwi aya anofanira kuve anobva kuvanhu vezanup f vanova ivo vakabhenefita muchirongwa ichi.
Aiwa mukoma Dennis, vamadhuku vanga vachitaura vakapfeka nguwani yavo yeugweta vachitarisa mamiriro azvakaita vaone MDC ichibudirira.
Ya, zvakanaka zvikuru, asi pane dzimwe nguva dzekuti zvimwe kurizevhawo makomes kungova nechekusataura sozviri nani sezvo ivo mutungamiri weNCA zvisinei tichidzoka hedu panyaya iyi zvinoshungurudza zvikuru kuti isusu taakuremedzwa nehurumende yavamugabe pamusana pezvinhu zvakapiwa vanhu vanazvo zvinhu zvacho haasiri maperishebhuza vakatora vanhu avo zvinhu zviripo zvinhu zvinofanira kunge zvichitorwa kuvanhu ivavo zvotengeswa nenzira dzeauction mari yodzorerwa panzvimbo dzayo asi ndakanyatsotarisa mafambiro akaita nyaya iyi inyaya yakarongwa kubva pakutanga
mukoma Dennis tiri kudzoka kwamuri rambai zvenyu makabata parunhare mukoma Dennis nababa achamu rambai makabata vamugaga navakuchera rambai zvenyu makabata tiri kudzoka iko zvino. Of course, for our radio listeners, remember we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.